Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Coming to you from our OG spot, the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in Los Angeles, California! Woo! The whole gang's here. It's Tuesday, January 26, 2020, and I'd like to see 20 or more name tags. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Close enough. Great job, everybody. Doug Plugs, Doug Loves Movies, is back at LOL Comedy Club in San Antonio, Texas this Saturday, February 1st at 4:20. Tampa and Orlando have shows coming up in the first weekend? Anyway, they're coming up soon. For all of my dates and deets, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com!
Yeah!
Cacom!
Wallet!
Some people come in early on the Ted Danson. It's just, you just get anxious. You get excited because you get to say it as a question. Yeah. What else did I want to mention before? Oh, I've got a date, you know, a club booked for 420 this year, for 2020, and that's going to be Comedy Works in Denver, Colorado. I'm doing a stand-up show on 420 at 7 o'clock. Tickets are on sale now. Prize bag for tonight, I brought in a Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Las Vegas, the hotel that is closing this Sunday night after the Super Bowl. They're shutting down. They're shutting their doors for good. And then a Virgin Hotel is going to rise up in the... And by that, I mean specifically a Richard Branson branded hotel. I don't mean the new hotel. It's going to be a Virgin... It will be a Virgin Hotel, I guess. But that's coming soon. So, you know, I'm going to miss the Hard Rock, but I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with it. A Getting Dug with High t-shirt. Hopefully it's a size that works for you. Some Doug Loves Movies stickers. And I was in San Francisco recently for SF Sketchfest, so I brought a copy of San Francisco Magazine. It's a very classy magazine. And then I also think that I have in here, yes I do, from Rockin' Pins, I got a Doug Benson pin. And of course, that is earmarked for the person who matches me on a name for Last Woman Stanton later on in the show. All that stuff, plus stuff brought by my four amazing guests. You guys ready to bring them out here? Let's do it. Please give it up for Noelle Wells, Joyelle Johnson, Moshe Kasher, and Rob Hubel. What a lineup. Look at them. Look at them walk around. It's the women against the men. Here on Doug Loves Movies.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Hey, you guys.
Battle of the sexes.
Let's meet everybody individually, starting with our second time guest on the show. It's Joyelle Johnson, everybody.
Hi, Doug.
Joyelle Nicole in some circles.
Yeah, that's what some people call me.
Right? Had you on the show for the first time over at the Miami Improv in Doral, Florida.
Yeah, and the irony is I'm wearing the same outfit.
You put on the same outfit tonight?
Yeah, I realized that on the way over here. I was like, I was wearing the same shit, but Doug's high ass is not going to notice. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess you're high as well, and that's why you brought it up.
Exactly. I know how to come great. For you.
Yeah. But we appreciate you coming out. You're doing stuff out here. I know you live in New York, but you're doing stuff in L.A. this right around now.
Yes, I did the new Negro show on Sunday because I'm a Negro. And I did a private show that my friend runs called The Hunger. You guys should check that out. And I'm here with you.
A private show?
Yes.
How does that even?
It was just me on the lineup. So it was just like private, like just me, private.
I see.
People could come, though.
I don't get it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for being here. And to your left. But how many times do you think you've been on this show?
At least 5, 6.
I think so, maybe.
6? Is maybe 7?
Let's go for that. Let's say 7. We'll get you your 5-timers robe that we've owed you for 2 appearances. It's Noelle Wells, everybody! How's it going?
It's going good.
Okay, that's good. Good enough, right?
Yeah,
as good as it can be at this time. Sure.
Yeah.
And I saw on your, or I should say, I'm going to tell you about something I posted on Instagram, but I was going to start the story like you started it. But you made a motion picture called Mr. Roosevelt, and I remembered recently how delightful it is, in spite of me being in it. And so I posted a little something on Instagram to remind people to check it out.
Yeah, it really meant a lot to me.
Well, I'm glad because that movie means a lot to me because it's, you know, funny and fun, but, you know, it's moving as well. And I think people would, it's a good movie for right now. I think.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, it just takes like 4 years for the movie to hit. Yeah, cool. But thank you. People, I feel like Netflix has been also pushed. So it's on Netflix. And over the holidays, it was in the popular movie section of Netflix next to Marriage Story and The Irishman, literally in between. I was like, that is the weirdest combination, but I'll take it.
Yeah, you can't turn a movie off on Netflix with 2 seconds left to go without it putting it in your continue to watch list. It's very
true?
Irritating. Yeah.
True?
You got to sit through every goddamn second, even the credits at the end about who did the Spanish translations. If you don't watch all of it, it just goes into your, you didn't finish watching this list.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Don't
It's
don't
only
apologize.
92 minutes. Just finish it.
Yeah, just write it out. I was watching something today. I was watching Klaus on Netflix. And during the end credits, they squeeze the credits over and then start pushing some other movie. And it's like, what's the big rush, Netflix? I paid for the service. Can I just watch the entire movie and then think about what I'm going to watch next?
Is that a movie about Santa Claus?
Well, you know, if you want to be a big spoiler head about it.
Oh, sorry. Yes. I was just imagining you trying to get to the end of the credits on a Santa Claus movie. Like, I must see.
Yeah, well, it was just on, you know, because I do like to hear what song they tack on over the end titles and those things. And anyway, I didn't love it, but I think it's really not a great time for a Christmas movie.
Because it's after.
Because it's after.
But
and it's also been a sad few days. You know, like Christmas just seems like a weird thing to think about right now. But you know, I guess at Christmas time it's probably delightful.
That's my not. I don't want to say anything mean about a Netflix thing.
Was it a Netflix original, Klaus?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If we say no more.
If this, we whisper it, can we say shitty things?
Was this the volume of your private show?
That's Moshe Kasher, everybody.
Hi, Doug.
How you doing?
I'm great.
I always hear from you. You always like to come on the show when you've got something specific to promote.
Well.
Classic.
Yeah, I got something to promote.
Always happy to have you. Like, not enough always. Of my friends ask me for, like, can I come on? You
know, always glad
just,
to be here.
Just wait for me asking. To call. I've been alone, like, most of the past year.
Right, you could have been asking.
Could have been asking to hang out.
Instead, you're just getting him thinking about you and asking you specifically to do it.
Wow.
Whereas I have to say, Doug, please.
And then yeah, it's a real long back and forth. But yeah, always happy to have you. So what's the thing that's...
I got a brand new album out. I have a brand new album. It's called Crowd Surfing, and it's an all crowd work album. And I'm very proud of it. I think it's really good. And I have actually in the little swaggy baggie, I've got a poster and a free copy of it. This is what albums look like now. It's a business card. They just give you like an Olive Garden gift card that you're supposed to sell after your shows at comedy clubs. It's so, what happened to things?
Yeah, and also, that's the sort of thing that the person's just going to lose it anyway.
Right.
And so, not even get the album.
Sweet. More money for me next time I come to town. They got to buy another card.
Yeah, I got to buy that card from you again.
Although they could just listen to the whole thing on Spotify and not pay me in the first place. At any rate.
Shh, don't say that.
What can I do? I can't
All
find
right,
technology.
But I have a quick question about your poster, though.
Yes, please.
Why does it have Jacob Sieroff on it?
That's me.
Oh, okay.
The oft mistaken. That felt vaguely anti-Semitic, Doug. That.
I think it's mostly the glasses and the hair.
Yeah.
I think, but I don't know. But thank you for being here and for surfing the crowd. The whole special is just crowd work, right?
Yeah, it's a kind of like almost a semi concept album because rather than just do regular crowd work, like who are you, what do you do, or whatever, I ask the crowd very specific questions. So like, what was your wildest sexual experience? Have you ever been arrested? What's your craziest night on drugs? And so then the crowd was telling their craziest stories with a mic in their hand, and I was riffing off that. And like the first person we talked to, the first night, he revealed that his mother, he found out, had been operating a bordello out of his childhood home. And he didn't realize that it was true until he came home from visitation with his father. And there were like straps tied to each of his bedposts. And he's like, Mom, what are these? And she's like, oh, I've been meaning to tell you. So that was the first story. And it only got crazier from there.
Dun, dun, at a certain wow. age, you always get that talk.
What's like, that?
I've been meaning to tell you. It's a certain age.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody, you don't know when it's going to happen, but you're going to get the bordello talk.
Now, do you have to deal with like weirdos from the audience like trying to take credit for the album and like, hey, man, I'm killing it over here on this album. You know what I mean? Like,
I am worried about people becoming...
Or am I inspiring weirdos to be shitty?
No, so far, everybody who's been on the album that's DM'd me was really excited about it. I think it's like a little slice of fun for them. And the whole thing is yeah, I'm excited. We'll see if I get sued. We'll find out.
You won't get sued. We'll sue them first.
Oh, really? You're going to represent me?
Yes.
Oh, this is awesome.
Me and Dershowitz.
Love Dershowitz. You know, he looks a lot like me and Jacob Sieroff.
That's anti-Semitic. All right, so and finally joining us at the table is Rob Hubel.
Hi, Doug.
Did you know the fourth guest is always a name that goes well with table?
Hubel and table. Mm-hmm. That's anti-Semitic.
Yeah, what?
Everything is when you think about it hard enough.
How are you doing, police doctor?
I'm great, thank
you. Is that
you.
Your cop? What is it?
Yeah, cop.
Medical police,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so we shouldn't make fun of Netflix.
Also
that's
on Netflix,
Netflix too,
see,
yeah.
We can't talk any shit.
But your
shit
point
about
is
Netflix.
Legit that I think that they really want you to finish stuff once you start it. Like, they told us that. Like, yeah, lots of people are watching, but they got to fucking finish it. We're like, all right, what am I going to call people? Like, how am I supposed to, what do I do, you know? But it is, yeah, so.
Yeah, because that's how it counts, is if you watch the whole thing.
You got to watch the whole thing for it to count?
I don't know about the credits, but
But well, yeah. Like network TV, they get to count it if somebody watches for 5 seconds.
Is that true?
Why is Netflix so much stricter?
I don't know.
But yeah. You like it, right?
I like
everything about Netflix.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I am sucking their huge dick. Yeah.
Say that.
Yeah, they seem nice. I don't know. Yeah, they're nice. What, is everyone here from Netflix? What's going on? There's Steve Netflix. What the fuck? Yeah, they seem nice.
All right, well, let's see what everybody brought for the prize bag this evening, starting with Noel.
Hi. Okay, so I released an album last summer.
Albums rule.
But I have it on an actual album. Wait a minute,
Noel.
It's on a round album.
It's really cool. Yeah. It's really pretty. It's like a translucent blue. My album's called It's So Nice. It's a music album. It's very good.
How much crowd?
You kind of beat me on every single possible.
She pulled a dick out on you. Yeah. Real quick.
Girls versus boys. Yeah, the dick wins.
I got a dick.
So I brought this, and they're limited edition, and I've actually sold a lot, but there's still some more. So here's this. I'm so excited for whoever has this. It's special.
That is exciting.
It's very Thank special. And then I have like a whole. I have a bunch of merch stuff. I have enamel pins. I brought a hat for you, Doug.
Whoa.
This is that's for Doug. Beautiful. I was supposed to go on tour, but then it got canceled, and so I had all these fun hats, and then they, you know, so. But I have an extra one in here. I also have tissue paper with my face on it. That's really cool, and just some other stuff from this tour that never happened. Yeah, that's it. Tour that never happened.
Cool.
It's exciting. Yeah. Oh, it looks great.
That hat looks great on you.
Thanks. Is the tour going to be rescheduled?
I don't think so. You know, it's funny because it was really upsetting that it got canceled because I had worked on this album for such a long time and I just really wanted to sing my songs. But then when it happened in such a weird way that I thought somebody was probably going to kill me. And then I got a message from a guy who showed up to one of the dates and was like, "You didn't show up here, and I drove an hour to come see you." And
I was going to kill you this whole time.
It basically sounded like he like had this whole agenda.
I drove an hour to kill you.
He didn't have the nerve.
How dare you?
Face me and die. But it was really crazy. So I got this insane email from this person, and I was like, oh, that man was for sure planning to slice me up. Sorry. Wait, is that weird?
That giggle.
Man, the giggle.
Yeah.
Nervous
giggle. He's not here right now.
I mean, the internet is so weird.
Did you write him back?
She just said K.
Did you send him an out of office reply?
No, some things you just don't apply to.
You just walk away from
it. Just walk away.
Maybe
I mean, I feel
flag
very,
it. Did you flag it?
I didn't. But you know, it's funny because I do feel this indebtedness to people that message me. And at a certain point, I was like, maybe I don't have to message everybody. I didn't know that. I don't know. And then when you don't message them, they get angry. It's like, girl, the world is just not really set up for women, huh?
You don't have to message your family. So don't worry.
I gave that up.
Don't worry about random motherfuckers on Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, Rob is the king of on Twitter. You don't. You just write your jokes and stuff.
I used to. I kind of. Yeah. That used to be my thing.
Now you interact with people.
I do. Yeah. I broke down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody gets it eventually.
Yeah. But like, it is weird though because I feel like if you do respond to people and then they're on right then and they. Then it like now we're in a conversation, you know, and that's not. I don't like conversations.
They're painful.
Let's each make a couple statements at each other and then call it a day.
Yeah, you say something nice to me, I'll send you a thumbs up.
I don't talk to anybody on Twitter anymore.
You don't?
Ever. No, I turned everything off. I put all these words into the filter so that certain things don't get through.
What are some of the words?
I mean, can you guess? It was like Jew, Jewish,
Nazi,
motherfucking Jew, Jacob Siroff, Alan Dershowitz. And my life has never been better. I just don't. There's no winning. There's no fun to be had. You think like, I'm the comedian. I'll win. And I'm like, no, this person's IQ is 4. They can keep going forever. They're not going to be like, I seed.
Hecklers that like can get a new identity immediately and come right back into the club. Like it's just You can't stop it.
I started turning off comments on my Instagram posts even.
It's fun.
Mm-hmm. It's fun. All, yeah, because it's like also people are hijacking it. Like it's like, this isn't your place. This me showing off my stuff, not for you to come here and say things that are off topic.
You know what was funny was Twitter was always a cesspool. And then Instagram, they invented that. And then for a while, Instagram's comment section, I was like, what a breath of fresh air. These people are all supportive and nice. And it's almost like they all got together and were like, there's some space we could fucking poison. Come this way. Come this way. And then all of a sudden it just turned and they're just as bad now on Instagram. So I'm on TikTok if anybody wants to find me.
Are you in the high school girls?
Yeah, they're very nice. They're very sweet.
Joelle, yes, what did you bring for us?
All right,
I know you had to fly all the way out here.
Yes, I do not have an album, but I have been stalked before. So we have that in common. A bitch had to get a restraining order. So I have a blue hat. This hat is from a college in Colorado. It says entertainment on it, so I thought that was fitting because you know you need knit hats in Los Angeles. Keeping with the blue theme, I have a blue blanket.
Oh, that's nice.
It's nice
looking.
And soft, and it has a couple of pug dog hairs on it. And this is from a commercial set. And
ooh, entertainment.
A bitch be stealing. So, and
who's this bitch you keep talking about?
And is the restraining order from the production company to you?
To me. I say I didn't have them both ways. So, and then these are just some bath salts that are from a CVS in 2018. I don't steal from stores, just, you know, sets. With, you know, where they gonna throw the shit away anyway, you know? So this is from a CVS. They're 50% off. There's a little tiny blue shovel that comes with it.
This, you're like, you have the makings for the most adorable crip
ever. Yes, it's a baby crip. If you have a baby crip in your life that you would like to make a gift basket for, except I got them from all sea places, so you might not want to fuck with it. So these are my contributions to the pride.
That would make a baby blood jealous right there.
Yes.
All right.
The baby
mommy, blood. I want bath salt. Shut up, blood.
All right, so we know Moshe brought a poster and a business card. And
it's an album. It's a download for a great album.
And what do you have for us, Rob?
This is also an album. This is a night of albums. I did not make this album. Someone gave this to me, and I never opened it, and so I'm re-gifting it. It's an album of all the music from Bob's Burgers. I think it's actually several albums.
Wow. Also a great gift for a crip. They love Bob's Burgers.
They love it. But I don't know. I didn't have anything to do with this.
Just saw the other day, you're the lifeguard in the episode where Tina joins the young lifeguards.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Sounds like something I would do.
Yeah, it's totally you, man.
Okay. Yeah, I do remember
that. I even watched the credits until Netflix insisted we move on. All right, so yeah, pass all this stuff down here. What a great
crap. Presupposes that everyone here has a record album, a record player.
Not me, because I have nothing but a business card. Do you have a pocket? You can take my album.
I also have a cassette of. So if you have a tape player,
a single.
I have my album on cassette in there too.
A cassette album.
It's really cool.
Okay.
What was the commercial for where the blanket came from?
I don't know. I took that from my friend's house.
So you stole from your friend.
She gave it to me. I don't steal from friends. Just corporations.
Okay. I like to ask everybody a question at this point, starting with Noelle. What was the last movie you saw?
I saw Marriage Story for the third time.
Oh, so it's a... You like it?
I think I like it.
Why don't you marry it?
I really
You should marry it.
I really love the performances. I saw it when it first came out, and I was like kind of not in a good place. And then I was like, oh, this is a movie. So I saw it again. And then recently a friend asked me to go to a screening of it. So I was like, yeah, I haven't seen that in a month. I'll go see it again.
Did Baumbach answer questions after?
He did.
Neat.
He was there. It was really cool.
Seems like a very smart dude to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice guy. Smart guy. Then they had people. It was, I guess it was a screening. I guess they're doing award circuit stuff, and it was a very small screening, and then they're like, all right, come into this room and talk to Noah. And it was a very tiny room, I guess, where people were supposed to talk to him, and I found that very uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's weird.
It was weird, yeah.
I went to a thing last year where they showed that movie that Timothy Chalamet was in, and the idea was you watch the movie and then meet him like in a parlor setting. Like he had to go around and do like close up magic for everybody. And yeah, he had to lay out some Chalamet magic throughout the room.
Is he a magician or that's a joke?
No, I'm joking. I don't know what he did to the people other than he's a charming fella. He plays charming characters in the movies.
Was it Call Me By Your Name? Which movie was it?
It was that other one where he was had drug and alcohol problems. And Steve
Beautiful
Carell
Boy.
Beautiful Boy.
Beautiful Boy.
All right. So Moshe's winning.
Yes.
We're already playing.
Moshe's on the board. Yeah.
For the first time
I
ever.
Ask any question. It's up for a possible win today. Yeah, points. All right. So what was the last movie you saw, Joelle?
Bombshell. Everybody got through their screeners.
Oh, that's the name of the movie. I thought you were like really gonna tell us something something exciting. But did you like it?
I loved it. I love watching white women struggle, but also I'm here for that shit. Handmaid's Tale, Grey's Anatomy. I love it, and these white bitches were struggling like a motherfucker in this movie, and it was great to watch, and all the performances were fantastic, and I found out she had a prosthetic nose put on.
Charlize looks very much like that lady she's supposed
prosthetic.
To be.
I loved it. And John Lithgow as Roger Ailes is just, oh, he's the best. He makes you so uncomfortable. Like, he goes up your spine. He's amazing.
Rob?
Well, I was just wondering what was her, I don't know the whole story. What was her settlement? How much money did she get? Do we know?
They were throwing out like double-digit millions. I want to say it was like $20 million, but it was Greta Carlson that was the one who brought forth the original lawsuit.
You want to represent her?
No, I did a thing on the radio, and as I was leaving, she was coming in to do the thing right after me, and I just like passed her, and I haven't been that close to someone that's worth millions and millions and millions. So I was like, there's like $40 million. Megyn Kelly.
Did you smell brimstone as she passed by?
I did.
Fire. Brimstone. Santa Claus is white. Klaus.
No, Doug knows. They say that at the very end of the credits.
In a tiny font. Right.
So if you made it this far, know this. Santa Claus is white.
Yeah, he is. J.K. Simmons.
Yeah.
Is the voice of Santa.
Oh, I was thinking Rowling. I was like, really? She can do it all.
Yeah, they got J.K. Rowling to be the voice of Santa. Talks about muggles for no reason. It's weird. Rob, what was the last movie you saw?
I think the last one was Uncut Gems, which was great.
Good movie. Yep.
And right before, can I name two?
Sure.
I'm just name dropping.
Starring me and Jacob Siroff, that movie.
Yeah, you were great.
You go to the well one too many times and there's no water in it. I get that.
You were great. And then Knives Out I saw, which I thought was also great. Like super fun and just hadn't seen a movie like that in a long time.
Yeah, that's good. I think I feel like he's going to make another one with Daniel Craig as the same character figuring out another thing.
That'd be cool. At first, I was thrown off by that performance. I was like, I don't know if I'm down for this. But then, like, after a few minutes, I was like, all right, I'm on board.
Yeah, it felt big at first, but then it, like, fit right in.
Yeah.
It wasn't...
it's also just
he wasn't that chewy. He didn't go after all the scenery.
Yeah. It's also just you know that he's British, so it's weird that he's like, oh, he's Cajun or something? And then, like...
Well, I love... For a British actor, that's the easiest one. American Southern accents, the easiest for them to do. So they always tend to go there even when it's unnecessary.
Is that true?
That's funny. I think so. I don't know. I heard on this new HBO show, Hugh Laurie just sort of goes in and out of his... Because he was so good at not being British on House, but now he's probably just like, fuck it. The movie takes place in space. I could be a guy that just kind of talks however he feels like talking in the moment.
Well, no, that's part of the plot.
Oh,
yeah, that's part of the plot, is that he's faking that he's American.
So that's why he comes in and out of it.
Yeah, it's deliberate.
I got to watch shows from the beginning. That's so funny that somebody said that as a criticism. Like, oh, his accent's terrible.
It's just not steady at all. It's almost like they wrote it that way.
I like that. All right.
I saw a movie.
I'm back in.
Moshe saw a movie.
Well, you know why I skipped you, right?
Oh, no, why?
Semitism.
You rarely hear it said that way.
Right.
It's always anti.
I dislike your Semitism.
Yeah.
I like it.
I guess I'd say I'm against it.
Semity.
Or...
I like it.
Yo, Semity.
I saw the last... I saw the last black man in San Francisco last night.
All right. So you always have to make it about race, don't you?
What was the last film
you saw? I don't care where you were.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it because I love to
who
see...
Who else was there?
I love to see a black man struggle, so I loved that film. It was a joke that had to be made, and when you made your joke, I knew I was going to make it. I've been waiting up for it. I didn't know how it would land. I'm glad it did okay. I was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But for those just joining us, rewind and
get the full story.
Well, Moshe's racist. No. He does that on purpose in the episode. It's like Hugh Laurie in that HBO show. No, but I saw it last night.
Your racism has really been coming in and out.
I did see it last night. It wasn't just for the joke, and it was really actually a beautiful movie. I really loved it. It was really sweet.
Which one?
The Last Black Man in San Francisco.
Okay.
Really good.
Yeah, I keep hearing how great it is. So, like, officially snubbed, you think, by the Oscars?
Well, it's a really small indie film. That didn't surprise me.
I think it's nominated for some Independent Spirit Awards.
It should.
So maybe it'll win something there.
It was interesting because it was super sort of fantastical and artsy, but it also felt extremely real and probably the best movie on the gentrification in the Bay Area that I've ever seen. I thought it was just accurate. It was just good.
And that's such a like huge genre now.
Well, but it's no, you're right. But it's a huge story.
That's like in January when a critic goes, one of the best films this year. It's like, okay, but you know.
My daughter loves all the movies about gentrification in San Francisco. I take her to those.
There have been three.
Really?
Yeah, there was.
Was Up in San Francisco? Is that why he flew out of there?
Right, because...
got tired of what was happening to the neighborhood?
Well, Pixar is their studios are in Oakland, so in a way, absolutely, yes.
There you go.
But no, there was...
Inside Out?
Sorry to Bother You. There was Blind Spotting, and then there was this.
The Hate U Give?
Is that with the Bay Area? I didn't see it.
Trainspotting.
Trainspotting is about gentrification in San Francisco. You guys don't know that? It's true. Like, all those people were not originally from San Francisco. They're Scottish.
Does anybody have any impressions they'd like to do? I can't think of a better way to get into that. But I like it when people do impressions. If you have any, it's not pressure.
Can I do one?
Yeah.
This is I just had something taken off my neck. People that listening at home, you can't see these stitches in my neck, but so this is my dermatologist today. I think everyone's going to get this. She was like kind of a little old lady. First time I'd been to her, and she goes, "Oh, no problem. I'll take that right off."
Oh.
Wow.
That was crazy. That felt exactly like her.
That's an efficient doctor and an efficient impression.
Really? Yeah. I mean, you have to meet her, but it rose spot on.
I can do an impression.
Okay.
It's appropriate for this podcast because it's the movie phone guy who I don't think... I got to do a pretty good movie phone guy.
Yeah. I love it.
Okay. There we go. Hello, and thank you for calling AOL Movie Phone. If you know the name of the movie you'd like to see, press 1 now. You have selected Bombshell, starring Charlize Theron. Watch these white women struggle.
Select.
Brought to you by 106.1 KMEL Jams. That was the local radio station that brought us. Anyway, yeah.
Yes.
That was great.
Do you just do it online now and just read everything in his voice?
Yeah, no, I just find people of a certain age. I'll be like, here's an impression. You're going to know what it is.
Yeah.
I go to Billie Eilish concerts and try to make friends. AOL Movie Phone. They're like, what is AOL? What is a phone? What is any of this?
That's the TikTok demographic. Yes. Let's see if I can land this. Ha ha.
Oh, good.
Those are right.
From The Simpsons?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah. Okay. Oh, shit. I'm proud of that. I'm proud of that.
Yeah, that was good.
That was naked and untested into a microphone.
That's also a fun way to do it. Like, no setup. Just do the impression.
I wanted
if
to
we
see
don't,
if
we don't guess
know.
Right, you just be like, oh, you didn't know who that was? You don't know. You don't know what you're listening to. Yeah. Do you have any, Noelle?
You know, I have a Bernie Sanders impression.
Yeah.
But I'm really, I haven't done it in years.
Okay.
But it was like, when he first ran, I had this impression, was like, God, I hope this lands.
I like
this
how your lips started
getting,
moving. You
I'm
got
getting
to the
PTSD from SNL.
Keeping the theme of anti-Semitism on tonight's show.
Be like, if I'm elected president, every American citizen will be guaranteed a substantial Twitter following. Ballerinas will not have to dance on their feet.
Yes.
I like
how she makes a lot of wild promises.
Just like, babies will not have to be born. Birth is a very traumatic experience for both mother and child. If I'm elected, babies will just spring into existence with a thought and a will.
Yes.
And then it's like, you know, a lot of hand gestures.
Yeah. I'd say better than Larry David.
I dare say it.
I heard your post-nasal drip. Like,
yeah,
you put
like
it in there.
Yeah.
You put it in there.
Yeah, Larry just shows up looking like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that was a great round of impressions. Yeah. But now's when I say, turn it off, Bert. Let the games begin! We got some name tags, you guys. Not a ton, but some really good ones that are most of them were folded up and put in a pocket. Oh, I didn't see that one earlier. I didn't see that one. Okay. Lots of options. While you guys go pick who you want to play for, we'll go to this brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. There's no ads this episode, so I'm just going to take a moment to say that I'm very excited to be doing my annual Countdown to 420 show. That's on April 19th, 10:30 p.m. At midnight when the show ends, we go, yay, it's 420, and we go outside and smoke, and that's outside the San Francisco Punchline. And then the next day, April 20th, 4/20/20, I'm happy to say I'm spending with my friends in Denver. Yeah! That's right. Comedy Works, downtown Denver, 7 p.m. show, stand-up on 420 with me. Tickets are on sale now. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back. Who are you playing for, Noelle Wells?
Glenn Gary. So good.
What's his name, Glenn or Gary?
No one can be sure.
You could ask him.
Are you Gary?
Do you know where you got it?
Gary.
Hey, Gary. But that's great. Yeah, it's a really fun poster. He's got a lot of faces on there.
They look like they're mostly you.
Oh, really? Oh, there's just a bunch of my face?
There's two of you.
All right. Joyelle.
We got Fear.
Whoa.
Fear and Laurel in Las Vegas. Yes.
Wow, that is.
I love it. I chose it because the titties look fabulous on here, and that's my kind of girl. And it also came with an accent that I appreciate. That I don't know if I can announce on the podcast. So yeah.
Laurel, is that you at Burning Man?
Wasteland.
Oh, Wasteland, the Mad Max themed Burning Man type of festival.
Whoa.
I love all the bondage. That's real good.
Yeah.
Look like you can strap her and just shoot her into space.
Where's Wasteland?
It's out in the California desert, and you must be in costume to attend.
Nice.
So if you're in, I'm in.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I like that. Hell yeah.
Moshe?
I am playing for the Princess Beagle. And there are Tito's vodka bottles all over it and some Skittles. So it's a wild night in.
Someone named Beagle?
Yeah, right here.
Oh, okay.
Your name is Beagle?
My last name, yes.
Oh, Mr. Beagle.
Yeah, Mr. Beagle. What an adorable dog name. I never thought of that, just putting Mr. in whatever, in front of whatever kind of dog they are.
That's my dog, Mr. Beagle. Oh, a little beagle? Nope, Doberman Pinscher.
Rob, what'd you end up with?
Aubrey's Child. Aubrey forgot to put liquor or weed on the cover of this. Like everybody else has, but I appreciate that, Aubrey. Yeah.
So got your attention because Jenny Slate picture and yeah,
yep.
And Aubrey's is a great reworking of obvious.
She did a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah. I learned.
I was holding it up for the cameras.
I just didn't want you to have to hold it up the whole time. Yeah, because the cameras didn't make it down.
I want
here
the cameras
tonight.
To. Wait, there's no cameras.
No cameras tonight. Yeah, we're doing this is just for us. We didn't even remember to record it.
Oh no.
We're not even recording audio. It's just a live show now. But no, we got some fun games ready to play. Apologies to no, we'll get done in time. I say that mostly cuz I don't know what show's coming up next. Let's start with a game called Characters Welcome. In this game, I am going to read to you, all four of you are in play at the same time, guess as often as you like. I'm going to read the characters listed, some of the characters listed in the end credits of an actual motion picture, and the first person who can name the movie based off of those clues wins this game. And you know what they win, Moshe?
$1 million? Oh, a new copy of my album.
Nope. You would win the opportunity to go first in the next game.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
An underwhelmed crowd.
I just like to bring the stakes as low to the ground as possible so that you guys can just relax, let your brains just hear this, and give me the correct answer. According to IMDb, what movie has these characters in it? Ballroom Party Server. Ballroom Party Server. Beer Hall Dancer. Yeah, exactly. Ugh.
This is why you shouldn't get too far into the credits, Doug.
Coyote Ugly.
Soldier. See, that was a good guess.
Star Wars.
It's another great guess. Soldier,
My Dinner with Andre.
Soldier.
Glory.
So no on Andre with Telegram.
Blues Brothers.
A League of Their Own.
Taps. Oh, Officer and a Gentleman.
Private, Saving Private Ryan.
1917. No, why did I think that? There's one person in that.
Schindler's List.
The Aviator.
Schindler's List is a good guess for the theme of tonight.
Yes.
Inglourious Bastards.
The end credits of 1917 just says Running Man.
That one guy.
Name goes by, yeah. Train Porter. There's a Train Porter.
Racism.
Murder on the Orient Express.
To Yuma E something.
Yeah. Don't guess, audience. I think I heard somebody guessing or coughing.
Yeah, is that 310 to Yuma?
Hannah. There's someone named Hannah.
Hannah.
Oh,
Hannah, the
True
movie
Grant.
Hannah.
What'd you say most?
Hannah, the movie Hannah.
Oh yeah.
Hannah and her sisters.
John Brooke.
Seems like a Western.
Yeah, I'm feeling Western and I'm getting
Mr. Dashwood.
Oh! Is it
Little Women?
Little Women is correct.
Oh,
it's
yes.
Little Women. The next name I was gonna say is my favorite name in Little Women: Marmee March.
Love alliteration.
Marmee. You guys see the Little Women?
I gotta see it. I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
People love it.
Nominated. That's one of the ones you haven't seen. It's that's nominated one of the for ones. Best picture.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's why when we went around earlier and you asked what movies we'd seen, I didn't list that one.
Yeah. Well, he only has said two. Backstage, you said you've seen most of the Best Picture nominees, but that you also don't know which movies were nominated for Best Picture.
That's true.
It was an interesting statement.
I said I've seen.
I saw Uncut Gems.
Almost.
Then
all
you dropped
of
a movie. Microphone, which is also weird. Just hanging out backstage.
I brought my own microphone backstage.
All right, so that means that Noelle won that game. Congratulations.
Yes.
Joelle, did you see that movie, Little Women?
Absolutely not.
You will love it. So many white women struggle.
You better do it.
Yeah, it's a lot of struggling.
There's some struggle.
I read the
did
book.
Did you see it?
How's the movie?
I did see it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are we saying? Oh, we edited that part out.
No, yeah. No, I liked it.
Wait a second.
Were you forced to watch it against your will?
No. I mean, I found it slightly confusing. It was hard to follow, but
didn't
I liked
Natasha
it.
Did Natasha walk out on it?
No, because we were laying in bed. And when she gets to bed, I don't let her leave. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Or that sound. Everything about this segment is making me very. I'm sorry. I fucked up. Listen, I want to tell everybody
that she's your little woman, huh?
I was rash with my speech. I didn't think about what I was saying, and she is a little woman. She's 4'11".
Oh wow! Yeah. That's very
4'11".
Yeah. I thought she was against 11. So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this question. The time jumps in Little Women threw you off.
Yeah, I got.
Because it jumps around without nary a date on the screen.
Right, and at a certain point, I figured it out eventually, but I don't want a movie that I have to like go like, oh, okay, like 30 minutes in, like I now understand what's happening time wise in this film. But I loved it. I thought it was great, you guys. I thought it was great. Can we move on?
Was Marriage Story also nominated or no?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cute. Like husband, wife?
Yeah, but they both got nominated for Best Picture, but of course he's the only one that got nominated for Best Director.
Mm-hmm. Also cute. Also cute.
He's adorable.
Yeah, but, you know, they'll probably both lose to 1917 because everybody loves it.
You didn't like it?
It's amazing that they did that.
I got to see it. I've seen all the movies that are nominated, but
it's a really cool long-ass shot that follows people around for a long time. You know, it's kind of like a Cribs in the countryside during a war.
Like MTV's Cribs?
Yeah.
Because
they're just following him through all these places.
Right,
and
right.
This is
where the magic
happens. Sometimes they describe it like, this seems dangerous over here.
What's up, everybody? I'm Michael. This is my trench.
Yes. Here is my copy of Scarface.
This is my foot. It is falling off.
I just didn't, get into it. It felt, you know, other people said this, but it feels like watching somebody else play a video game, you know, like.
Oh, is it exhausting? Like, is it too much war?
No, it wasn't too much. Like, I wanted more of, like, I wanted it to be more exciting. Like, just to compare it to something else, like, the shit the characters go through in that movie is pretty grueling. Not unlike The Revenant with Leonardo DiCaprio, but for some reason in that movie I was always interested in all the fucked up shit that was happening to him. Whereas these guys, I was just like, I just didn't get personally involved in their story, even though the photography was amazing.
You see Six Underground, bro?
What? Oh, that Netflix thing with Ryan Reynolds that
I'm paid to mention
Michael
Netflix
Bay directed?
No, but
movie is nuts.
It's so over-directed. Like every shot is so fucking huge. To just a guy like literally walking from his car into the building is like drone fucking steady cam. Like,
well, Michael Bay usually has such a light touch. That's weird to hear.
It's really like this. The car chase has real violence in it. Like most car chases, when a car that doesn't have the main character in it like goes off the road, you don't get to see that person just get completely mauled. Like it's really violent. I've only seen like a half of it because I was like, I can't watch this on a phone. You know, I started watching it on a plane, and I was like, this is like a big screen movie. You know, if you're gonna watch that movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, good job.
Good job, Michael Bay.
Yeah. All right. This next game is called. It's a new game suggested by someone on Twitter named Joe B. Realty. I don't know if he's a realtor, but the game is called First Things Firth. And I'll name a movie. I'll go to you one at a time. We'll start with Noel. I'll name a movie, and you tell me if that movie features Colin Firth, Jonathan Firth, or Peter Firth.
Oh, no.
So it's Colin, Jonathan,
I don't know any of those Firths.
The or first Peter.
Firth. Yeah, this is a Firth for me. I don't know.
I know Colin Firth, Jonathan Firth, or...
Peter Firth.
Are those his brothers?
It's Colin, Jonathan, or Peter. I don't think they're all unrelated. I think.
I was thinking about buying a house from John B. Realty, but fuck that guy.
Wait, was it Colin? Oh, I shouldn't ask this question. Forget it.
Right.
It was going to be a fun joke, but it would have been also a spoiler of this game, and I'm going to stop now.
Oh, I see what you're doing. I get it. Smart. That's why they don't let people talk that much on Jeopardy, because they might say some upcoming answers accidentally. So we'll start with Noel, and if you don't get this, then it moves to Joyelle, and then we stop there, because I only like names that sound kind of similar. The motion picture is Circle of Friends.
Jonathan Firth.
Incorrect.
Okay.
But I like the commitment to it. Joyelle?
Colin Firth.
That is correct.
Damn it. Why didn't I go with the obvious
the
Firth?
Famous Firth?
The Firth. Why?
At the end of this, we find out neither of them are actors. Colin's the only actor.
Yeah. 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 I wouldn't do something like that.
The other two are realtors.
All right. Joyelle's on the board. Moshe.
Woo!
Moshe, we start with you.
Okay. Colin first.
Which one? Your guess beforehand is probably just as good as
probably
once
is.
You hear the title. The English Patient.
Oh, okay. Wait, I just almost watched this.
No, Natasha. You were almost ready to be bored?
Well, no, Natasha and I have been doing a project for a long time since she first got pregnant. We were watching every Best Picture winner in order.
Yes.
And we just got to The English Patient recently. We couldn't make it all the way through. And I know that Colin Firth is not in that film. Wait, do I? So I'm going to say Peter Firth.
No.
Fart.
Rob.
Jonathan.
No.
Well,
damn it.
No.
Well, at least I took the other people down
Noel.
With me.
Damn it.
Colin Firth?
Noel is correct with Colin Firth.
I'm an idiot. I'm a fucking idiot.
Oh, Aubrey, I'm so sorry, but you didn't give me weed or anything, so fuck it.
It's anybody's game.
That was my fault. You shouldn't apologize. That was totally on me. I'm a fool.
Did you say you started watching the movies when Natasha was pregnant?
Yeah, we haven't gotten all the way
but
through.
But your baby is 16.
She is 2 next month. It's been a long project. To my credit, the first 15, 20 years are trash.
Hey, Gone with the Wind.
Then
that's
comes Gone with the Wind.
That, yeah.
Gone with the Wind. It Happened One Night is the first good one. Then Gone with the Wind. But I mean, have you tried to watch Wings? It's like
Jezebel is one of them. Right?
Ooh, I don't know. But maybe there's been so many. And then they start getting good eventually. But for a while, you're just like, people are just like, look, we have a camera. We can move it this way. Best Picture.
Gandhi.
Gandhi's great. Now we're in the good zone.
Really, that was fun to watch.
I love Gandhi.
What about Chariots Last Emperor?
Have you seen the sequel? Gandhi in 60 Seconds.
Jesus. That would have been so good.
Damn it.
You were so close.
Let's
Colin Firth.
Edit it out.
Colin Firth has forgotten the, you know, yeah. Gandhi in 60 seconds. It's a lot better and quicker of a watch. I will say that. Chariots of Fire, not a great movie, but it's there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just so there. Many. They like big, long, boring movies sometimes.
What I have heard is the real thing to do is not to take the Moshe and Natasha challenge, but in fact to watch the best screenplay winner. That way you will see the best movies, because usually best screenplay and best picture, same thing, unless the best picture winner is garbage, then you're going to see a good movie for that year. So when I have another kid, I will go back through that.
Great reason to have a kid.
Well, they're not really impacting me either. I didn't even know Colin Firth was in The English Patient. It's very stupid.
Where'd we leave off, Joelle?
Yes. The hard part.
Which one's in Shakespeare in Love?
Colin Firth.
That is correct.
I'm sensing a theme, Realty Boy.
Moshe?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Colin Firth.
Let me tell you the movie first. What a Girl Wants.
I gotta go with Colin Firth on this one.
You are right. It is Colin Firth. Playing Amanda Bynes' dad.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What a job he did there.
Mm-hmm. Rob. Please. Girl God. With a Pearl Earring.
Please, God.
Which one was in Girl with a Pearl Earring?
It's definitely Colin Firth. I love that. It's like my favorite movie.
Nominated for Best Picture this year.
It is one of my favorite movies. And Colin Firth's performance in that fucking movie is like, when I think about it, I get emotional. I'm serious. He's the dad to the dog, and he's like, oh, man.
Wait, are we talking about What a Girl Wants or Girl with a Pearl Earring?
Whatever you said.
All right, so Girl with a Pearl Earring, you're going with Colin.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Get me on the fucking board.
You're on the fucking board.
But I stand by what I said. This guy's a terrible realtor. Like, every house has bed bugs that he sells. This Noelle? Guy's going to blow me up on Twitter.
Right. I'm sorry. Yeah. This feels like, then this is there going to be a trick? Keep going. Go ahead. Tell me the name.
The movie is Nanny McPhee.
What?
I actually know this.
No.
Best picture.
I feel scared. I feel like if...
There's no reason to be scared.
I guess I could be safe.
The winner doesn't win anything.
I could just say Colin Firth.
You could.
Colin Firth.
Is that what you're going with?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Oh my God.
This is one of those games. Are Peter and John even people? Like... He just made up Firth names. He just gave white men names. I like that.
This guy, I made up Firth names?
He made up Firth names.
Where are we at? Joyelle again? Okay. The movie is from 2009, because there's been several of them. A Christmas Carol.
Colin Firth.
Yeah, that's right. I love where this is going. Moshe?
Yeah, I think you know what I'm about to say.
Do you know what I'm about to say? Mamma Mia, here we go again.
Huh. Colin Firth, baby.
Yes!
This guy jacks off to the name Colin Firth. He's listening to the pod just like...
Rob, which one was in the movie 1917?
My favorite movie, man. when that guy's running and there's like an explosion, Colin Firth is definitely in that.
Colin Firth is in it. It's great. True.
He's great in it.
He gives them the mission at the beginning. Spoiler.
Spoiler. Beginner spoiler.
Mm-hmm. Noelle, the movie is The Hunt for Red October.
Colin Firth.
Before you say that, let me just say, that was a Best Picture winner, 1992. No, I'm kidding.
That was the whole thing?
That was my whole bit?
That's why you jumped in there?
Well, the bit was about that it's obviously Colin Firth. Anyway, they don't all win.
All right. What'd you say, Noelle?
Oh, man, I forgot. Colin Firth.
That's incorrect.
It is? Oh, no.
That motherfucker.
Wow, you really set me up.
That was a long walk.
Joyelle?
Down a short submarine.
I honestly feel very betrayed by you. I feel super betrayed. I might not stick around.
Panic set in because I don't even know what movie you just said. So,
Hunt for Red October.
Peter Firth.
And the choices are Peter, Jonathan, or Colin.
Peter Firth.
That's your answer?
That's my answer.
That is correct.
All right.
Point. Point.
Now we're talking.
Point.
Now we're talking. Moshe?
Yes?
A movie called Life Force.
I mean, Jonathan Firth?
No.
No, obviously not that. That's why I put a question mark at the end. I meant Peter. No.
Rob?
What's the name of the movie? Life Force?
Life Force.
Is this a Scientology movie?
No.
Life Force.
Knife Forth, starring Firth.
That sounds like a Colin Firth movie.
It does?
Yeah.
That's incorrect.
What?
Noel?
Oh, God. Peter Firth.
That is right. Oh, you did it.
How many rounds of this are there?
This is crazy.
We're going through all of the films of all three.
The firsts.
Of the firsts.
All the films of the firsts.
All the firsts. All right. It is almost over. Joyelle, this is yours to lose.
All right.
Which one was in The Prince and Me, A Royal Honeymoon?
Peter Firth.
Joyelle.
That was intense.
That is incorrect.
Roger Ailes.
That is incorrect. Moshe.
Colin Firth.
Incorrect. Oh! Rob.
Now I got to remember the name of the other guy.
Nobody tell him.
Oh, my neck stitches. Ow. Jonathan.
Jonathan is correct. That's another point for Rob.
What's the score?
The score is Rob has 4 points, Joyelle has 4 points, and it's really nice of Noel and Moshe to be here. With less points. So we have to do a tiebreaker between Joyelle and Rob. All this determines is who goes first
in our
final game tonight.
Wow. Nervous.
Why?
And I can feel my stitches tearing.
I don't feel sorry about your stitches.
It's playing to win.
Yeah. I'm going to say one movie.
Okay. Uh-oh. Who's going first?
You're both gonna go at the same time.
Oh my gosh!
First one to tell me which Firth.
Firth one. Firth one to Firth.
First one to tell me which Firth was in Kingsman.
Colin.
That's correct. Rob Hubel is our winner, but we still have one more game. Rob just gets to go first in Last Woman Standing.
Where are the cameras?
Yeah, show that to the... If the cameras were here, you would have held that up.
They're going
to
zoom in, right?
And show Aubrey how hard you're working for her tonight. You're going to try to get her
for no weed, no Skittles, no liquor.
You got to know how to pick them.
I don't know why you didn't pick something that had stuff glued to it. And Noelle's has stuff on the back, right? Yeah, what do you got? What do you got on yours?
I got some whiskey and Reese's.
Aubrey.
Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yum.
Reese's. How do you say it?
Oh, wow.
Why
did you just lick the back of her name tag? And oh, now he's...
There you go.
Damn.
Aubrey put acid on the back of this.
Okay, here we go.
I would have expected that more from Joyelle's name tag.
Yes, this is an acid trip.
To be more drugged up. Yet.
What's the name of that thing in the desert?
Wasteland.
We gotta go.
Yeah. Now you're ready.
Now I'm ready.
What would you dress up as?
Man, I don't know.
Medical police.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. And you know what I'm going as? Jacob Siroff, baby! Alan Dershowitz.
All right. So I think some people reached out to me on Twitter, but I didn't check it recently. But here we have one here in the front row. You did? You reached out?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a suggestion?
I have a mashup if you need.
A mashup. Get out of here. Just give me one or the other. Parker Posey. Joelle's excited about Parker Posey.
I don't know why. She's mean and I like it.
Yes. All right. Can I give your podcast a plug? Yeah, absolutely. What's it called again?
The Last Podcast You'd Want.
The Last Podcast You'd Want. So it's for people who don't like themselves and will listen to something that they personally did not want. The Last Podcast That You'd Want. And I'm a guest on an episode. Yeah. All right, and somebody else raise their hand. If not, if you have a name tag in play, because that's not fair. This lady right there.
Helen Mirren.
She says Helen Mirren. All right, neither one of you matched the name that I have written down in my wallet. But, you know, so that will continue to play another day.
What's this part of the show?
This game is called Confuse Rob Hubel.
I guess you don't get it because you're on acid, man. Yeah. But it's clear to the rest of us.
Unfortunately, Rob, this might not be good news for you, but you're going to take turns naming the films of Parker Posey or Helen Mirren.
My favorites. They are...
Right?
Yeah.
A couple of great gals doing great work over a long period of time. They both have a big body of work. But you can go to your lifeline. You can go to Aubrey once. Everybody could use the person whose name tag they chose. You can go to them one time for help.
Mine just cursed at me in my eyes, so... We in this, baby.
And I like to play along on this game because, you know, it's fun for me. And I, like I said, I've never met this gentleman. I was only recorded on his podcast. So there's no proof that I've met him. And we're cool. Parker Posey, Helen Mirren. Who did we side? Oh, Rob, you won that last game. So we'll start with you, and then we'll go to Moshe. We'll go around that way.
I just have to name a movie that...
Anything that's got Helen Mirren or Parker Posey or both, which I'm not sure exists.
I don't think that exists.
You never know.
Man, fucking, come on. Guys, let's just have fun, you know?
You can go to your lifeline immediately.
Aubrey,
what do you got?
Oh, shit.
Aubrey!
Aubrey's got already?
Nothing. Lick that name tag again. See if that helps.
He did it.
Aubrey doesn't have any Helen Mirren or Parker Posey movies.
Think of all the movies that Parker Posey and Helen Mirren are in, and just say one.
Yeah, it seems easy enough. Like Rob says, you should be able to do it. Somebody else near you could whisper one in your ear, maybe. Just real quiet. Real
romantic.
Is there one about like dogs?
Ask first. Get consent first. Please. Before you whisper an answer in somebody's stranger's ear.
Isn't Parker Posey in a movie about like dogs in New York, like Must Love Dogs or something like that?
You know, I think she might have read for that, but Diane Lane got the part or something. Yeah, you can't really, please don't say what the actual answer is because somebody thinks they know what you're thinking
of. Okay, okay.
Yeah. Anything, Aubrey?
I don't think Aubrey's going to come through.
Nobody's helping you up there, Aubrey? Which one?
Red.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Helen Mirren's in Red. That's right.
Well, yeah, now we can keep
going. Now we're talking.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. Moshe?
So if I guess I'm out, right?
What do you mean?
I mean, if I guess and I'm wrong, then I can't use my lifeline.
Well, I mean, I'll let you guess once. You know, I'm not going to throw you out immediately.
Wasn't she in...
No.
Wait, was she in James Bond?
What?
Helen Mirren was in James Bond.
Yeah, that movie.
She's the new James Bond.
Wasn't she in a James Bond?
Yeah, unfortunately, none of them are called just James Bond.
They all... That's the title of all of them, and then there's a subtitle.
No, that's the name of the guy that's in all of them. His name's never in the title.
Was it Goldfinger?
Let's go to your lifeline.
Okay, lifeline.
Best in show.
Best in shows. Parker Posey.
Yes.
Of course.
The Queen.
Joelle says the Queen. Helen Mirren, the Queen. Noelle?
Waiting for Guffman.
Mm-hmm. This is going to kill you, Rob.
Back to my turn.
Oh. My turn. I'm going to spoil it for you.
Okay.
Right now. Mm-mm. By saying Red 2.
Yeah, that was going to be my next one.
Which... Is that the name of it, though?
Yes.
It is? Okay.
Yeah. They went, like, somebody had a really short work day.
Yeah.
Coming up with Red 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah. No colon, no subtitle.
Is it my turn?
Mm-hmm.
You got this.
Like Skyfall?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, that's Helen Mirren is in Skyfall. I don't know if she is, but...
Why? Then maybe she's in Goldfinger.
No, she's definitely not in Goldfinger, because that's like, that one's from the 60s.
Wasn't she? She was active in the 60s. Helen Mirren?
Active?
Yeah. Wasn't she? I know she was in this Fellini film.
She was sexually active.
Damn, can I just describe the movie?
Oh, right. That sounds like a fun game.
It's about a hotel where she's the chef, and it's in India, and some Indian happens, and it's called the something, the Bombay, Bombay.
Yeah, you're totally on it.
Okay.
You can totally picture it.
Elizabeth.
Huh?
Elizabeth.
Oh, I thought you were like calling on a lifeline.
No. Elizabeth is
Elizabeth
my guess.
With Cate Blanchett?
You tell me.
I don't know. Joyelle?
A Mighty Wind.
Yeah. Noelle?
Dazed and Confused.
Yes.
Yes.
Can I clarify something? When I said Must Love Dogs, I was not thinking about...
Best in Show?
Best in Show. No. I just want to say that.
Those are clearly different to you.
Okay, good.
Yeah, one's a rom-com and one's a classic. Yeah.
Is it my turn?
No, it's my turn. But I was going to say to Noelle, good job. Oh, yeah, that last one you said was spoken like a true party girl. Rob.
Casino Royale?
What? Do you think Helen Mirren is Judi Dench?
Yes.
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 They're both dames. They're both dames.
Yes.
You did it. You did it.
Okay, so you're out, Moshe.
But I don't want to be out.
I'm out.
Oh,
okay.
You're already out, Joel. Joel.
You've got Ma'am.
What? Which one? Oh, yeah, Parker Posey's in that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what I was thinking of when
good
I
pull,
said good must
pull.
Love mail. I was thinking of that.
Do you have another one, Noelle?
No. Gary, help me out.
Gary.
No, come on. All right.
Gary just... doesn't have anything? What a shock.
All right, you know what? Cats. I'm just kidding. It's Judi Dench.
Yeah, it is Dench.
It's a Dench.
Fucking Dench.
Dench.
All right, so it's my turn. So I'm going to say for Parker Posey, Superman Returns.
Oh. All right. I'm blanking, drawing a blank.
That's cool. What about your lifeline? Does she have
any? Laurel looking at me like, bitch, you on your own on this one. I know. Yeah, I was thinking that. So,
Blade Trinity.
Oh, listen to that, Blade Trinity.
Look at that. Whoa. That's sexy. So, it was like Blade, like Wesley Snipes.
Lord, believe her. She goes to a Mad Max themed festival.
Yes.
The Blade one must be correct.
Believe you, Trinity. Oh, I want to dress up as that. I don't even know what it is.
Is Judi Dench in the Blade movies?
Yeah, she's the lead. She's Blade.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the one where it was people obsessed with the Kennedy assassination?
House of Yes.
House of Yes.
Okay.
That's it. That's also what they call most improv clubs like this one.
Yes. Yes.
All right, so that means Joyelle's our winner! She did it!
Yes. I just want to say my homegirl over here is the movie buff, so I just wanted to make her proud of me because I know she got at least 5 on hand right now that she can name right now. So,
Who, Christina?
Yes, Christina. Christina is the movie.
Christina, which ones did we leave out?
Josie and the Pussycats.
Yes.
I told you, yes.
That's a good one.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been my next lifeline. So
I just want to say that my homeboy over here doesn't know anything about movies, so he's proud of me as well. So, right on. We did it, man.
That's totally cool. All right, so where's your... you're right here. So you want to come get the prizes?
Yay! Woo! Go,
you did
Laurel.
It.
Go,
it's Laurel. In like 3
go
different
Laurel.
Bags. And then also, I didn't want to put Moshe's poster in a bag. Yeah, you got to keep it nice and pristine.
Good t-shirt. She's got on a Breakfast Club t-shirt. We like that. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you know what the last line of the Breakfast Club is? I just found this out recently.
Rosebud? Hey.
No, it's one of it's one of a list of movies that has the title
of the film as the last line. And so the last line is
sincerely the Breakfast Club.
And there's like there's not that many, and I just read a list.
Yeah. Anthony Michael Hall's character just decides to call them that when it's not even, they don't eat breakfast.
No one came up with
that. Nobody says that to each other ever.
I guess Ally Sheedy eats a breakfast sandwich, right?
When we had Saturday detention, it was early, though.
They were there all day.
But they started at like 9 a.m., right?
I guess so.
Yeah,
that's more of a post-breakfast
time does high school start.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner club.
Yeah, and what did they do for lunch? They all brought like sack lunches, right?
And Ally Sheedy eats a, is it a dandruff and Captain Crunch sandwich, I think? Yeah.
She makes dandruff on a picture she drew. She doesn't put it on her sandwich.
But she does make a Captain Crunch sandwich, I'm sure of that.
If you like, that sounds good to me.
Aren't all scenes the same thing? Don't they all happen at once? Isn't that how movies work? I don't know what anything is.
The janitor from The Breakfast Club, I forgot his last name.
John Capello.
John is in Medical Police. Thank you.
Yes.
You better plug.
Yay.
Look at that.
You better plug.
And what he did in The Breakfast Club was he was hard at work, and my album is all crowd work, so you should check it out, Crowd Surfing.
Kind of a stretch, but we'll allow.
Definitely a hard stretch, not even that clever of me, but I did want to plug it one more time.
And I don't surf because I'm black, but my name is Joyelle, so check me out online.
Wells, that was fun. Noel.
Noel.
Like a tight bow.
Sincerely, The Breakfast Club.
Where do people go to buy your music, Noel Wells?
You can go to my Instagram or itssonice.net. I made my website. It's really fun. You can also just listen to it for free as well on Spotify. But I have records and cassettes. And I will be doing a show February 23rd at the Comedy Store. It's a fundraiser.
Oh.
I'm playing some music, and that'll be fun.
Yeah.
I'm Joyelle Nicole. You can find me online, Joyelle Nicole. I am doing the Carlson in Rochester, February 6th to the 8th. And then the Impractical Jokers Cruise.
Cool.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You'll have fun on that.
When does this come out?
Probably in like 2.5 years.
Is it tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, this weekend I will be at the DC Improv, one of my favorite clubs in the country, and the place that I recorded.
That's
that
where
album.
You made the album.
Yeah, that is
a great club.
I love it, and it'll be so fun. And then I'm going to Telluride. Are you going to Telluride?
Yeah, dude.
I'm going to the Telluride Comedy Festival with a Sir Medical Police right here. That'll be a lot of fun. The weekend, I believe, after that, the 14th,
the 13th, through the 17th.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll both be doing shows in Telluride. Everybody, come on out, fly out there.
I don't even know what that is.
It's in Colorado, and it's the most beautiful place.
There's
in
a
the
lot
world.
Of white women struggling there.
Yeah. No, they're not struggling.
I mean, they're rich.
they're not struggling.
I want to go to their thrift stores.
Rob, Medical Police
Netflix.
On Netflix.
Do it up. Treat yourself right. Yeah.
Yeah. How many eps?
10 eps.
10 eps.
You
got to
finish
half
it.
Hour each.
You got to finish. Not even. No, it's like 20 minutes.
20.
It's
each.
Good. I saw it, and it's real good. It's real funny.
Yeah, we got 10 minutes of credits at the end. 10 minutes. You'll love it.
I saw some of it. Somebody was sitting next to me on a plane was watching it. And I looked over and went, "Someday."
They were watching it on a plane.
I'll watch it someday. Yeah, because you can, if you have Netflix, you can download it before you get on the plane.
Yeah,
and then
yeah, I'm really proud of it. Yeah, I love it.
Good job.
You're That's really good in it, too.
Oh, man. Thank
it's
you.
It's true. He's good in it. What can I say? He's good in it.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, you can, get my stuff out on all those music places, too.
I like him as the guy that almost ruined things between Michael Scott and Holly Flex.
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah, you're in the middle of that love triangle.
Well, what's confusing is that I did like 2 episodes of The Office, but because that's on Netflix, all these young kids are still enjoying The Office.
It's such a good show.
It's so weird, though, because like all these like kids will come up to me, and my wife in real life, her name is Holly, but so people come up to me and they go, they think they're being funny, and they go, "Stop fucking with Holly." And it's like, really, in real life, that's scary. Like, right. I don't know who that
it's
is.
It's intense every time, and they get the name right.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So I don't touch my wife.
Doug Loves Movies is back here in 2 weeks. We're going to generally be doing the second and fourth Tuesday of every month. So you guys know when to call me when you want to come back. One more time for all my guests, Noel Wells, Joelle Nicole Johnson, Moshe Kasher, and Rob Hubel. As always, positive energy.